Yeah. Hi, Tim.
Hi, buddy.
What are you doing?
What are you driving to? What are you driving to? Have you out of your house? What are you driving from?
Look, as a 14-year-old, it was fun.
as an adult,
what do you
not
mean,
my kid. I think they're going to, where are people? I think they're going to Fort. Maybe.
Yeah.
But then also, in Phoenix, Arizona, there's a water park. I don't know what water park it was. I only think it's the
I'm
water
sure there's
time.
More than one.
Probably. But the one we went to has
indoor?
Nope, outdoor.
Outdoor.
It has the world's largest lake.
Okay.
Is it a spot? That's about all my memories of water park. I don't think they're fun.
I don't like water.
What do you mean you don't like water?
I don't know.
I love water.
We cramming 200 people into a 50 capacity people pool doesn't sound fun to me.
You know,
it doesn't, but I see people.
Also, I haven't do a water park since I was like 15, so now as an almost 23-year-old, probably wouldn't enjoy it. Especially because I'm fat now and I'd be afraid of getting stuck. I haven't actually been paying attention to UPS, but like, Did I miss the exit?
No. No, you did not.
Well, I really
there is no way that you can get that exit.
Yeah, but I do know where the exit is.
Mostly because first you have to cross into Oregon.
That's the thing. I didn't know where I was.
We haven't even left Boise yet.
I realize right now.
Cobalt. That's the color of blue.
Better.
I like blue.
Blue. It's a fun color.
My heart
is blue. Why is your heart?
Sorry, this is stinky.
What?
Why is your heart
blue? Hey, it's Archer. How dare you?
Because you know it's a song.
I didn't know that.
Well, you should have.
I want a roommate, and I played it every day.
I don't.
It's not every day.
Yes.
I want
to have it on mine.
On my throat.
Brake light.
Instruction. I hate construction.
But yeah.
There you go.
His phone's asking him if there's still construction here. There is.
So, Dylan?
Yes, sir.
What are we doing?
Drive.
Drinking soda.
I think they have two dogs or four dogs.
Four dogs?
They have four pumpers, but two are small and two are big.
So one little dog and one big dog?
Or two little dogs and two big dogs?
Or do you think they just like popper stickers?
I think that the wife actually has a condition where she grew pop paws instead of hands.
I don't think that'd be a condition.
No, I think it's a condition.
No, I don't think that'd be a condition as much as just like either inbreeding or like weird genetic stuff.
You know?
Because human DNA, even if it's like mutates, should not have the information to build cause. Especially because I only believe in microevolution. And even if I did believe in macroevolution, they say it's monkeys, which also I can't, you know? It still wouldn't have been caused.
Well, there goes my theory.
Hello, Mr. D. Brake light.
Or call someone you love. You want to call that number on the truck?
That'd be fun. They are Heartland.
I think they're called Heartland Express because they're out of, like, what state is called the Heartland?
I don't know, actually.
Or because it's a cool name.
Put it in those.
No comprendo.
Why not both?
I did comprendo. I just want you to explain that for the listeners.
Who? Jeep, go faster!
He's waiting.
I don't want to wait. Why would you tell us to go this way, GPS?
because this is the only way to get to my house. We could have gone through Boise, gone to Chittenden.
You get on this road.
Not here, though.
Yeah.
It's up ahead.
Where about you would be on this road?
After the construction.
It's Chittenden. Chittenden is never not under construction.
You have a point.
They put an overpass in here?
Oh,
they took one out. That's what happened.
Oh. You think that person is
maybe
that way the front there?
We got the trust. Woo! Love you, Grandma. Not my grandma.
I love your grandma.
I also love my grandma. You ever think of what life would be like if you were, like, a little person?
What do you mean by that?
You know.
Like, somebody would...
Or just a no.
Like, you're little.
Oh, like somebody who's 4 inches tall.
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes I do think about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to know,
dummy.
Sometimes I go, how the heck would I drive if I am not big?
Well, I'm sure you'd have a little car.
Yeah, but then it would take...
But you'd have to invent it. There's not someone making little tiny cars.
Well, I mean, people make little tiny cars, but not little tiny cars for
little
tiny
rush.
People to drive.
No, they work on inertia, maybe.
They,
It'd be like a big bike.
Well, no, I was pushing more like RC cars. Someone else could
drive
it.
Yeah, you would drive it, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They have little tiny cars, just not one that I'd be able to drive myself in. But sometimes I even think about, like, you know, in movies when there's, like, such little people, like, whatever. Forest Hollow. And they, like, have to have, like, 6 people do, like, one simple thing that us would, you know, 5 foot 6.
How many movies do you know that people are...
I don't know. I feel like it's common enough. I think I'm thinking about the Smurfs. Or Alvin and the Chipmunks. One of those two.
Alvin and the Chipmunks are a foot tall.
They are not a foot
they
tall.
They go up to Dave's mid, like, calf.
I don't think they're...
Especially Alvin. Tall. Alvin might go up to Dave's knee.
Simon's the tallest.
Well, then Simon might go up to Dave's knee.
They are not that big. They're chipmunks.
But they're not normal size chipmunks.
No, I think they are.
No, they're not.
There's the distinction.
They should be, but they're not.
I don't know. But, like, I think it's funny to think.
How did Uncle Ian put him in a bag?
I don't know. I haven't watched Alvin and the Chipmunks in a long time.
Even in the cartoon, they were, like, huge. Like, Mickey Mouse isn't the size of a mouse. He's about to walk if. They like that.
I didn't feel like that.
What? The Mickey Mouse and Walt Disney sculpture where they're holding hands. And when he's edited in, like, when Mickey's animated around Walt, he always goes up to, like, Walt's, like, hips. I guess that's all he is.
I get what you're saying.
I want to finish my thought about Smurfs
go up to Gargamel, like, equal to me.
They
but fall. I think it's funny to think about, like, you know, 2 to 4 inch tall people trying to do things as a group that it would take one more people to do. Like, the four-wheeler, I was like,
I literally thought they wouldn't be able to do it. How, you know, they just wouldn't be able to do it. So the strength proportionate, they wouldn't be able to turn the wheel. I don't have faith in little people.
I do.
4-inch tall people.
I have faith.
I don't believe in them in general.
I don't think they're real, but I like to imagine. And I have faith in that imagination.
Can we go back to talking about how tall cartoon characters are?
Sure.
I know. How tall do you think, like, Pikachu is?
Okay, I was going to bring up Pokemon because...
What the Pokedex
says...
The Pokedex is written by a crazy old man.
I swear, it is the worst representation of the Pokemon.
Yeah, no, they don't understand anything.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I think Pikachu...
That's about the size of Alvin and Chipmunk, except I think they're a little bit taller than Pikachu.
No!
Yeah.
No.
They're like Charmander eyes.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
I don't think they'd be chipmunks at that point. I think they would be genetically mutated children.
They kind of are.
They're not. I don't. They're not.
They're just old men with their voices sped up. You know that, right?
Like, yeah, but... They're not that tall.
If my phone wasn't recording, I would put this in your face.
There's my phone.
Okay, Google. How tall is Alvin from he's 12 inches tall.
Why?
Why?
Chipmunks are like 3-4 inches tall.
Because it's a cartoon.
That's true.
They say this one, so the cartoon, either Dave's really short, or chipmunks are even taller than that. In the original cartoon, they have Simon being about 3'5" because he goes up to Dave's belly button.
That shows why. I don't like that.
But yeah, man, they're tall little animals. I think that's part of the joke in the movie.
Oh, you mean because in the movie they look like actual chipmunks that are the proper size of a chipmunk?
Maybe. Are they?
Definitely.
But they're not the size of chipmunks.
I feel like they are.
At least they're much closer.
When was the last time you watched the movie?
I don't know.
Probably about the same time I did.
Do you remember the opening song?
They're a tree.
Yeah.
Is it that day?
Yeah.
Yes, it's had a bad day.
You're going to get us copyright strike.
Oh, I meant that.
Yeah,
and they're in the tree.
Yeah. But they're freakishly huge.
I wouldn't say that.
Also,
I've only seen chipmunks in Arizona, so I don't know if they're the size of them.
They're like the size of a beaver in that movie.
They're not that big.
Yeah!
No.
Yes!
No.
Can't be a ghost. I like to touch Hollywood canonically. Now I have to look up a picture of him in the movie for you. He's like the size of a Muppet baby.
I don't know what the size of a Muppet baby is, Dylan.
About knee height. Mid thigh height. I also don't like it when they're naked. It's a little weird. Like, they shouldn't have clothes on.
They're animals.
Yeah. But because we know them for having clothes on, it feels weird for them. So yeah, they're about a foot tall. It goes all the way to about, hold on. It's like a human. About four or
I don't know.
The size of his head. They're about the size of his head.
That's wild. I strongly dislike elephants right now.
They're just big old.
Because their proportions are very wrong in every form.
Well, you tell me. You tell me a little cartoon animal that's good on proportion.
The naked mole rat from Kim Possible.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, are you upset? Because
yes, I'm upset because you said, I said, give me, like, we're comparing Alvin and the Chipmunk to a naked mole rat from Kim Possible. Like, I understand why you went there, but one is they are the main characters, and one, he's a...
Are you trying to tell me that Naked Mole Rat is not a main character in that show?
You say his name.
His name is Naked Mole Rat.
No, his name's Rufus.
Is it Rufus?
Yeah.
I have bad.
He is the pet of Ron Stoppel.
I love that show.
Like, I thought you were going to be like, Scooby-Doo. I was like, Scooby is not. He is a freaking alien dog. They take his face and they go, bloop, 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 you know?
But, I didn't even remember Ron's last name.
It's a big bunny.
It is. So when you said it, I knew it.
Impossible and Ron Stoppel.
But, like, I forgot.
Stop.
That he is?
No. He got her to prom. Homecoming? Homecoming.
I knew I've watched the show. I know I really liked the show. I can't tell you a single plot point from that show.
I know. You're the bad guy?
I know the girl is Shiga.
Shigo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's she's green.
But Shiga is here.
Well, I was thinking more like Spanish.
But they're not.
I know, but in my brain, that is.
You know Kim Possible's best friend?
Unstoppable?
No, the film.
I don't know.
I believe in Tony.
Oh, I think I know who you're
talking about. Wade.
I know
Wade.
Boy
in the chair. Yep.
All the technology stuff.
Like, it's the main bad guy in Dragon. Yeah. It's Luke.
I know his face. I know his face. Yeah. Okay.
Do you watch more Disney cartoons? Cartoon or Cartoon Network cartoon?
I think Disney cartoon is when I watch Disney stuff.
Oh.
Just because when I was watching, like, a lot of Disney Channel, when I would watch Disney Channel, their live action shows.
Uh-huh.
And then by the time they started doing a lot of cartoons, they had moved it to Disney.
It was Toon Disney, but okay.
Well, there was Toon Disney, but...
That's
what was And I only could watch those when I was at my grandparents.
Ah.
Because we didn't have those channels at all. So, sir, get in your lane. I would like to keep going here.
So I watched those remotes.
Rank them.
No, not rank them, by most.
For me, it would be Disney the most, Cartoon Network second, and then Nick third.
I'm trying to think of...
Wait, no. I don't know on the other two.
Like, yeah, I watched a lot of Fairly Oddparents. I watched a lot of, like, Codenames Get Next Door and Popsicle for Imaginary Friends. But I wasn't allowed really to watch SpongeBob, and I never really had the desire to, so I didn't.
I
did watch through Avatar.
I feel like it was probably more Nickelodeon than Cartoon Network, because I remember shows like Doug, they are.
Doug was also on Disney, but
yeah,
he started on Disney.
Hey Arnold, Cat Dog, Cow and Chicken, Rugrats, Rocket Power. So, like, a lot of, like, the early shows is what I remember a lot. And then I watched, I love SpongeBob, Fairly Oddparents, Avatar. Once they started doing the 3D shows, is when I moved from that to more of Cartoon Network. But I watched Codenames Get Next Door, watched a couple of things, but Teen Titans was my jam. I loved the Justice show. I was both. I liked both.
They had a weird cast.
I liked it. I also think that at the time,
like, the Green
Lantern was still on Cartoon Network.
Yeah. But, like, the Green Lantern is not the original Green Lantern.
Yeah, it's not Hal Jordan, it's the other guy.
And they didn't have Flash is different, it's not Barry Allen, Wally.
Yeah, Wally was. They did a lot of Silver Age heroes for that movie. They switched out what they wanted. But I always liked them.
Martian Manhunter, I enjoyed much more than Red Tornado. Still do.
Oh, I never really liked Red Tornado. Oh, another good Cartoon Network one was The Young Justice.
Yeah.
But that was one of those later shows. I was a teenager when that was out. I still watched it, but... Yeah, I think as a little kid, it was probably Nick Cartoon. And as I got older, Cartoon Network Cartoon. Especially because they had a... After... So... On certain nights of the week, after Cartoon Network shut off, but before Adult Swim came on, they had Toonami.
Yep.
And I can't remember the robot's name right now, but there was always a robot. But he shut off Cartoon Network, turned on Toonami.
Toon Disney had the same thing.
And
Jetix. Yeah.
That's where I watched things like, you know, they used to show Naruto on there, Inuyasha, a lot of, like, anime ones. Samurai Jack was on there, too. Those were either of those things. I was very upset with it. Dragon Ball, they did Dragon Ball, too. But I also watched a lot of what is it? WB Kids? Saturday morning cartoons for WB Kids.
By the time that I figured out that was a thing, it was already called Fox Fox. And then
what?
It was 4Kids.
Oh, see, I watched WB because I don't think I ever watched Fox Box. I remember Fortune too. But that I was way late in Saturday morning cartoons. Because, like, even when we didn't have cable, we'd either just wait to watch cartoons until we went to my grandma's house, or we'd just watch, even though we lived in Oregon, Idaho Public Television, running PBS Kids.
Yeah. But like that's where I watched a lot of like the kid anime, so like Yu-Gi-Oh, Dragon Ball Z Kai, because they were wanting to make it more kid friendly, so they took out things like Super Infinity and drew on that underwear up to them, which I think was so funny. They had a great opening. One of my favorite anime.
Is that Rock the Dragon?
What?
Is that Rock the Dragon?
I don't know his name.
But Dragon. Rock the Dragon.
No, definitely not.
That's what I was Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z kind of. I also watched a lot of anime.
So, Saturday morning, I watched the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like, 2014, 2012 show.
What's that?
The good one.
Is that the 3D one?
What do you mean by 3D?
Like, the animation style is more 3D than 2D drawing?
I guess? I don't know what you mean.
I'm probably correct. Is it the one that was on Nickelodeon?
No, it was Saturday morning.
Okay.
Talk about it.
Oh, poor kid. I don't know what you're talking about. The one that I remember watching, there was one.
We've talked about it. The one that had Turtles in Time.
Okay. Okay. Then, yeah.
Back forward.
That wasn't 3D. That was 2D. That's a car accident right there.
Where?
The semi blocked it. Somebody drove up the road in Detroit.
But, yeah, no, like, I watched that a lot. They had a lot of kiddie animes I didn't realize were animes. So I didn't watch Yu-Gi-Oh! But I watched Dinosaur King, which was just Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh!
Dinosaurs.
I vaguely remember them.
I watched.
Oh,
are you like Pokemon?
Another kid
like
anime? The Cards Never Cap. Beyblades and Bosses.
Yeah, I never watched those.
I enjoyed both.
But other Saturday morning, like, four kids shows. I've Heard You Right Back at Ya.
Oh, wow.
Chaotic.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's like a video game.
Yeah.
I want to say Kojioko was on that, but that was Cartoon Network.
Yeah, Kojioko was Cartoon Network.
Yeah, and like some other just random stuff. I'm trying to think what they're big ones were, but that's what I remember there. On PBS Kids, I watched Arthur and Clifford, Cyber Chain.
I think I ever purposely watched those, but I remember the theme song a lot.
And that kind of stuff. On the Disney Channel, back where we started talking, was Kim Possible, House of Mouse, Emperor's New School.
I remember that one. I never watched House of Mouse.
There's the Power Rangers show that we're on.
There was Power Rangers in the fucking
Yeah.
Really?
Called Mystic Force? Basically Mystic Force, but STD. Basically.
I remember that one.
They were both on Disney.
Really?
Yeah.
I never remember where. I don't actually know where any of the Power Rangers
for quite a bit of that show. So I was like, what the heck? My favorite, though, is still Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
The original?
Yep. Who's your favorite?
Tommy.
Everyone's favorite. How could he not be your favorite?
Like, he was evil.
He was not evil. He was mind control.
To do evil.
But that doesn't mean he was an evil person.
He's evil.
No.
Have you read the comics?
I have not.
He's evil.
Tommy is not evil.
He's evil.
No, he's not.
He kills everyone.
He is a good person.
There's a comic book where Tommy killed every single ranger. It's called Shattered Grid. He gets in the Morphin Grid and kills, like, he kills all three from Dino Thunder. He kills, you know.
Tommy is not evil.
And I will not listen to your Tommy's plan.
He was mind controlled.
Also, how did he play that flute?
I don't know. He was mind controlled as the Green Ranger.
Maybe his wind powers.
He became the White Ranger, which was phenomenal. And then he was in the next one, which I think was Dino Force.
Yes.
He was,
or no.
I think he played Dino Thunder was the second. Because the second one was, I think it was Neo. Because he has the Star Mask, and he was the Red Ranger. Dino Thunder is when he was the mentor to the Power Ranger, and he was the Black Ranger.
The guy's always wearing the really tight black shirt.
Yeah. He was their, like, teacher.
And then he has the Brontosaurus.
Yeah. But he was, like, their teacher, and he was a Black Ranger. I think canonically, he has the most Power Rangers, like, played.
You know, Tim Actor?
Yeah.
Cool. He just stuck with it.
Yeah.
Like, the two bullies. They're kind of now.
Yeah. I feel like, by the time they got to the Samurai one, they literally just picked people that looked like younger versions of those guys. Because I remember watching it being like, this is right, but also wrong.
Didn't they do a reboot of Mighty Morphin recently?
Maybe it's a movie.
But like a series.
The Mighty Morphin series.
That's what I
thought. But it's like, new.
I don't know.
I don't keep up on Power Rangers.
No,
like I said, I stopped at Samurai. I don't know. I watched the movie.
I watched the new movie.
Yeah.
I like it.
You didn't?
I did not.
Why not?
It was wrong.
I agree.
But also,
their suits look gross.
Oh, yeah, their suits are weird.
But I definitely, going into that movie, knew, like, way before watching it, that they were changing a bunch of stuff.
The guy's face is a bunch of cubes instead of a hologram.
Yeah, that's annoying. But, so I'm very...
We're back.
Alright.
Sam has a ring.
Yeah. What was her name? It was something five. I loved her. But I love that movie because I went into it expecting a different story. There was a couple things that I was like, this is really weird, and it wasn't.
Turn your train signal on.
I was feeling so late.
I know.
I know, but you can be okay. Yeah. I kicked it backwards. But I really enjoyed it. Especially because I think that it didn't get enough money and they're not going to do a second one.
but I was really excited when it came out because of Tiki Thompson. And then I got really bad reviews and terrible the box office. I don't even remember what happened in that movie. That's how, I just remember they looked ugly. I remember movies. I know something that was kind of weird with the original show was, and it was a little controversial here, is that they made the Black Power Ranger blue. Black in the original show. And they had the Yellow Ranger be an Asian person, and I thought it was a little
very sketchy.
And so they changed that to the movie, and pretty much from that point on, and so the Black Ranger,
see, in my head,
the Blue Ranger switched.
I said, in my head, the Black Ranger is always the blue, and the Asian Ranger is pink. That's been in my head.
Yeah, because that's what they started doing after Mighty Morphin when they were kind of racist. And that's how it is in that movie, too.
Okay. Except in SPD, he's red.
The Black Ranger? Well, the Black character.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a Black character.
And Blue is technically the leader. What? In SPD.
Oh, I don't like that.
He's like a Captain America looking guy.
I don't like that. I like Red as leader. I feel like Red should have.
And their mentor is a man in a rubber dog suit, basically.
That's weird.
Yeah. And then there's the other lady. Her name's Kat or whatever. And she's basically the girl from NCIS.
The weird one?
Yeah.
I don't like
she
that.
She kind of acts like that.
I don't like that. Man, why isn't everybody leaving?
Well, you see, the only way to get to Boise is from my town.
Oh.
And the only way to get to, like, where they said camping is to go through my town.
It's no hope.
Actually thinks about it.
Most people are
50. Also, don't be on your cell phone. That's an Oregon law.
Well, you don't want to get pulled over. I was trying to remember the name of I couldn't find it.
Well, don't be on your phone.
If I'm wrong, also, you should find out for a moment. I really want to know.
Is the robot in the first one?
Robots in my dwarf power.
Yeah. People also ask. I don't want to read them.
No.
The people also ask questions, made me laugh, but I don't want
to. Are they bad questions?
Which Power Ranger killed himself? Which Power Ranger went to jail?
Oh.
Which Power Ranger died while filming the show?
Oh! I don't want the answer to any of them. I just want to know the robot thing.
People are yelling at you right now.
Me?
Probably.
What?
Because I'm sure people know the name.
The name, you know.
Alpha 5.
Alpha 5. I knew it was a 5.
Zordon.
Zordon's the big guy. Zordon and
Alpha 5. Did I show you the when Dr. Williams would zoom into our class when he got sick, so we were still at the school. But he'd zoom in, and so yeah, he'd have one of us put our laptop on the big screen. I took a picture and photoshopped his head onto the
Zoran.
Have I showed you that?
No.
Well, I'll have to.
When did, was that this year?
No.
Okay. When was it?
Last year.
During COVID?
Last year we were at the school for half the year, man.
You guys were doing Zoom before COVID?
Yeah. That's why we had to leave the school.
Oh.
The dog from Power Rangers FPD, and it definitely became someone's persona.
I was gonna say that looks like something that somebody would that's in the party would be into. I don't like that. Nope, not one bit.
Yep. It was weird. It's definitely my favorite Power Rangers, but yeah, it was weird. Disney sure went away with it.
That's good.
What she did. Dr. Catherine Manx. And they call her Cat.
She has cat ears.
Kind of. But she definitely has, like, sharp teeth and claws.
Is she like a weird non-Power Ranger Power Ranger?
I think that's cosplay, but
that's weird. I don't like that.
So, They're the space police department.
Okay, so they're like supposed to be Indian?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's less weird.
It's weird. Just say it's weird. And then they had a robot dog. I only kind of remember that. Oh, the dog was their, like, Deus Ex Machina.
Oh.
You know, every Power Rangers has one.
Yeah. So the dog's just,
it came out and turned into one piece of bad guy.
Was it, like, a gun?
Well, you know how in Dino Thunder, like, they get a little extra dinosaur friend that would come and,
yeah,
like, join with their Zord, and in Ninja Storm they got the little capsule thing.
Yeah.
And in this,
so the robot.
Dog. It's a robot dog.
He was
a gun. He was a jetpack. He was a
Zoid toad.
Zoid Zord.
Yeah, Zord. Really
just a mech.
Well, not piloted then.
Oh, we're almost home.
Oh. family won't be there. Where they gonna be? Family reunion.
Oh, I don't really know.
Either.
That's fun.
Well, I think we call it.
I think we call it.
We've reached our destination, basically.
Yep.
See ya.
Bye.